The homestead reduced rate, which we just talked about a moment ago, and we got the March 20th deadline now, not March 1st like it was. I believe it was March 1st.
Correct. We had so many people applying, and we had a couple of glitches, so I extended it till March 20th. But we want people to pay lower property taxes, but you have to go and sign up.
So that's what I want to ask you, though. So what happened? They kind of spiked there, and I mean, that was the hot topic.
Well,
what happened with those?
Everybody that got the $400 rebate last year on property taxes is already signed up. They're all taken care of. The bill, though, extends to landlords that rent on a long-term basis. And the word didn't get out to them the way it should have. So we're using this opportunity. If you're renting on a long-term basis, that is more than 7 months in a year, which is most people, right? Call your landlord and tell them to sign up. homestead.mt.gov. It only takes a couple minutes, and they'll pay a lower property tax this year.
Yeah, we're all for that. All right, because I mean, that's one of the big issues right now when it comes to property taxes. Is that a county thing, not a state thing?
Yeah, so this is really important. I'm glad you brought it up. Property taxes pay for local government and schools. The state does not get a dime, doesn't keep a dime of property taxes. We do collect a portion because the courts told us we had to, but then we redistribute 100% of it back to the schools so that Bozeman can help Petroleum County because they don't have as much tax base. So the state is run off of income taxes. And, you know, we've been doing a lot to lower those, but we're still the highest income tax rate in the Rocky Mountain region. That's why as we go into 2027, now we've lowered them from 6.9%. Most people now pay 4.7% on income taxes. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But the top rate is still 5.4. So we're hoping in 2027 to go to a flat tax. That's one rate for everybody. If you make more, you pay more. If you make less, you pay less. It's fair. And the good thing about a flat tax is once you get to it and you only have one rate, it's really hard for a future legislature to raise it because they've got to raise taxes on everybody.
So does that mean, if you go to a flat tax, though, there's going to be no other tax?
Well, we don't have a sales tax, and nobody wants a sales tax. When I came into office, there were 7 different income tax brackets, depending on how much you made. It was wickedly complex. We've gone from 7 tax brackets to 2 tax brackets.
Yeah, thank you for that.
To go to a flat tax, we want to go from 2 tax brackets to 1 tax bracket, and then it's one rate. Everybody pays it. We also passed an earned income tax credit. If you're working and you're lower income, it reduces it even further. So we give a little break to people at the low end, and that's a federal program that we adopted here in Montana.
But some people are pushing back on that.
Well, I'm in favor of lower taxes.
So
I don't know why people don't want lower taxes.
Well, sign
me up. The homestead rate reduction lowers property taxes for 80% of Montanans, and another 10%, it keeps it flat. And here's why property taxes have gone up. We have drunken sailors at the local government level. We have some jurisdictions where even when you account for inflation and population growth, because that requires more local spending. In some jurisdictions in Montana, spending has still gone up 200% on top of that. So we've got to get it under control. And it's a combination of giving Montana homeowners a break and putting some caps on local spending so they can't grow their budgets like drunken sailors.